Now, using the four questions, let's investigate the first statement from number one on the example, I don't like Paul because he doesn't listen to me. As you listen, think of someone you haven't totally forgiven yet. Question one, is it true? Is it true that Paul doesn't listen to me? Ask yourself. Be still. If you really want to know the truth, the answer will rise to meet the question. Let the mind ask the question and wait for the answer that surfaces. Question two, can you absolutely know that it's true? Can I absolutely know that it's true that Paul doesn't listen to me? Can I ever really know when someone is listening or not? Am I sometimes listening, even when I appear not to be? Question three, how do you react when you think that thought? How do I react when I think Paul doesn't listen to me? How do I treat him? You might make a list. For example, I give him the look. I interrupt him. I punish him by not paying attention to him. I start talking faster and louder and try to force him to listen to me. Continue making your list as you go inside and see how you treat yourself in each situation and how that feels. I shut down. I isolate myself. I eat and sleep a lot, and I watch television for days. I feel depressed and lonely. Notice all the effects of thinking that Paul doesn't listen to me. Question four. Who would you be without the thought? Now consider who you would be if you couldn't think the thought, Paul doesn't listen to me. Close your eyes and imagine Paul not listening to you. Imagine you don't have the thought that Paul doesn't listen. Imagine that you didn't have the thought that he even should listen. Take your time. Notice what's revealed to you. What do you see? How does that feel? Now, turn it around. The original statement, I don't like Paul because he doesn't listen to me, when reversed, could become, I don't like myself because I don't listen to Paul. Is that as true or truer for you? Are you listening to Paul when you're thinking about him not listening to you? Continue to find other examples of how you don't listen. Another turnaround that could be as true or truer is, I don't like myself because I don't listen to myself. When you're mentally out of your business and thinking about what Paul should be doing, are you listening to yourself? Do you put your own life on hold when you believe that he should listen? The turnarounds are your prescription for health, peace, and happiness. Can you give yourself the medicine that you have been prescribing for others? Now it's your turn to do the work. First, put your thoughts on paper. Simply pick a person or situation and write about them using short, simple sentences. Remember to point the finger of blame or judgment outward. Please do not write about yourself yet.
Please pause the recording now and complete the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet before you continue listening.